Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Our Choice.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your ancestors killed. So you are witnesses and approve of the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them and you build their tombs. For this reason, the wisdom of God said, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that this generation may be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be charged against this generation. Woe to you, experts in the law, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering. When he went outside, the scribes and Pharisees became hostile to him and began to interrogate him about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say. These words of today's gospel are cutting. Imagine being told at your own dining room table during supper with your family and other guests present that someone's blood is on your hands, and you're being told this by one of your guests. This guest is not a dear, trusted friend who is speaking the truth in love, air quotes. No. You only invited him because it was getting late, and it was simply the polite thing to do, air quotes. After all, you are a leader in the community. You have responsibility to model how it is to be done, what is expected of an observer of the law. Hospitality goes all the way back to Abraham. We are literally half of the way through Luke's 24 chapters. Only halfway. This pause today is at the Pharisees' table. And maybe there's a pause to ask if we are all in, air quotes. We were there earlier in this gospel when Jesus replied to the lawyer who asked about the greatest commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Perhaps we, like that lawyer who asked the question, perhaps we still insist on nuancing who's our neighbor, air quotes. Neighbor, in its expansive truth, is perfectly acceptable, in fact, expected, as we pray together at church, at Mass, at morning prayer, evening prayer, even as we write a reflection on a gospel. But at the dining room table, bring up the blood of the prophets, the blood of Sandra Brown, or George Floyd, or centuries of slaves. What about reverse hospitality, after all? Taking a deep breath, we listen as we hear Jesus break all the rules of nice, air quotes, and we must decide if we will follow him the entire way. Can we bring our love of neighbor, heart, soul, strength, and mind our love to each of the tables where we share a meal? Might we speak of the blood on our hands, even as we erect another statue to Martin Luther King or make a contribution to anti-trafficking efforts and maybe even bring a few bags of groceries to the food bank? Being all in, no air quotes, with Jesus on the way means being able to offer our own blood, body and blood, to be broken. Faced with confrontational choices, conventional wisdom asks us, are you sure this is the hill you want to die on? Air quote. Our choice. Personally, I pray I can answer yes. Because this hill is Calvary. Though flat like a dining room table. And it is here that I so love my neighbor that I can risk letting go of nice, risk not being invited back, to name a truth. My choice. Our choice.